You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
With me is Hannes van den Berg, co-head of SA Equity and Multi-Asset at 91 in Cape Town. And Hannes, what we're going to talk about is 91's long-short equity hedge, which has recently been added to the 91 platform. At the same time as being exciting, it must be quite challenging as well for you.
Yeah, good to chat to you again, Lindsay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's very exciting. The hedge funds are supposed to be fun. You've got more options, a greater investment universe, because you can also short stocks, and you can then use the money that you raise from shorting those stocks to buying more of your good ideas or the ideas that you want to back. So we started the track record 3 years ago. We decided to under the radar get the process, philosophy, product sorted. It's been an interesting 3 years because obviously we had to manage the hedge fund through COVID and all the uncertainties that came with that over the last 3 years, and now inflation and central banks and all of that. But it's been fun, and it's actually ended up going slightly better than what we expected it would go. So very grateful for that.
Very good. And of course, with the recent volatility in the world's equities markets, the long short facility is very, very useful indeed. What about the philosophy of the fund, though? Does it differ greatly from the philosophy of other funds and strategies?
No, that's exactly the point, Lindsay. We've got a successful 91 equity process, the long-only process, which is focused on a unique philosophy where we invest in companies with positive earnings revisions or positive improving fundamentals, and we buy those positive earnings outcomes or positive earnings revisions at a reasonable valuation. So the way in which the philosophy and the team does research, the philosophy embedded into that research, the way our process naturally, our analysts have got ranking tables and they rank stocks from most preferred to least preferred. And then in the long only space, we go for those most preferred ideas. We also use screening tools, so we also leverage off technology to help us identify ideas. But naturally, the process lends itself to longs and shorts then. So on these ranking tables, the stocks that are on the lower end of the scale, less preferred stocks, we can now also use them as funders, firstly on the short side, or potentially stocks where we see stocks are in a structural difficult situation, stocks are struggling, they've got earnings profiles that are deteriorating for whatever reasons. And we can then invest in those stocks where we believe in absolute terms the share price will also go lower. So a natural extension of what we do in the 91 long only process, leveraging off these good and less preferred ideas. And then obviously in the long short portfolio construction, we've got good risk management tools that we use not only in the long only equity space, but across our multi-asset universe of funds that we can invest in. So the hedge fund slots into that risk management framework. We've got the internal tools in our team as well as inside 91 to help us manage the risk, as well as ESG integrated in all the products that we manage and also integrated in the equity long short fund.
It's very interesting, actually. I've always been fascinated by your earnings revisions philosophy, where you have a look at a company, it was expected to earn this, and then an earnings revision comes out, and then you have a really good look at the company. Presumably then, with the hedge fund, you say, well, if there's an earnings downgrade, then we have to put this on the radar for a potential short. So you get the best of both worlds almost.
Correct. Our process, our analysts, when they present to us, when companies report, we always ask ourselves, where's the trend in that earnings profile of the business going? Is it improving or is it deteriorating versus what the market was expecting? And the starting point for that is we believe today's share price that you see on whichever screen you use is the market's expectation of the 1 year or 2 year forward earnings and the reasonable price or the PE that the market is willing to pay for that. And what drives the share price from today's level is the change in those earnings expectations. If it turns for the better, then the share price moves positively. And if it turns for the worse, then the share price also follows on the downside. And exactly that, if an analyst comes out and they say the market was expecting 10 Rand of earnings, but I think 1 year out, the earnings is going to change to 9 Rand 50 or 9 Rand or 8 Rand, we tend to think the share price follows that downward revision. And therefore, it gives us a great opportunity to, inside the hedge fund, use those stocks as shorts.
Okay, let's have a look now at what benefits come from this recent addition to your platform. I mean, you can avoid value traps, excessive alpha, and those two things I've just mentioned can be sort of ironed out by a hedge fund, long short.
Yeah, when we started the fund 3 and a bit years ago, we said, look, our 91 equity fund have been able to consistently deliver 2-3% of alpha in addition to whatever benchmark it had to follow. So if you take an All Share Index or a CAPSWIX index and you say on the long only product we've been able to extract 2-odd% alpha, if you now go into the hedge fund space and you say, well, if I start off with exactly the 91 equity fund, there can be a certain expectation over the medium to long term. If I can then find stocks on the short side and generate alpha from there, you should be able to add additional alpha. And then also the benefit of a hedge fund is you then have an implied gearing, because you invest 100 Rand, 100% of your capital, you then sell 40 or 50 Rand on the short side. And then you can use that 40 or 50 Rand of cash that you've received, and you can either buy more of your great ideas, or you can diversify the portfolio by bringing in additional ideas, which you couldn't have done if you only had 100 Rand in your long-only product. So we believe that we should be able to extract more alpha over the medium to long term through the hedge fund. So an alpha target, which is 3 to 5% potentially on top of cap sweeps. So over time, if equity markets outperform cash, then you should get the equity risk premium. If you then add the alpha of the 91 fund plus the alpha you can extract from the hedge fund, you should be able to deliver greater alpha outcomes for clients.
And so I'd imagine your universe of opportunities at the moment, as you wake up every morning, go to the office, look at your screen, must be absolutely enormous. Can you share some of the opportunities that you favor at the moment?
Yeah, we obviously invest in the funds that we manage, each of them, to be aligned with our clients. My wife invests in this hedge fund, so I have to do a report back almost every day.
You're terrifying.
Right. It's a nice universe. It's a nice universe, but you have to obviously be held accountable, and I do get held accountable when I go home for this fund. So it's fun managing hedge funds because you've got more options. You've got a greater investment universe that you can invest into because of the shorts and the gearing. And you're right, we are finding quite a lot of these opportunities quite attractive. I mean, we do go through volatile markets. What we try and do in the hedge fund, obviously when markets go through drawdowns, you have to try and protect capital. We have lower drawdowns in the hedge funds than we have, for example, in a long-only product. But then we're also in a position where we can go back into risk assets with greater conviction because of the gearing and because of the extra funding and capital that you've got available. So also when the market recovers and you back the stocks that you've got high conviction on, you're in a position to make back that money faster than you would be, for example, a 91 or a long-only product only. So the first screen that I open in the morning when I come in, because you go through 60 to 80 stocks, and then you can make your decisions in the hedge fund. And then based on those decisions, you can then also use those longs in the various other products and in the multi-asset products. So it's a great starting point every morning to analyze markets and do bottom-up stock selection. And I believe the funds around it actually benefit from the process that the hedge fund goes through every day.
Very good. A welcome addition to the 91 platform. Hannes, thank you so much for your time. Hannes van den Berg is co-head of SA Equity and Multi-Asset at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.